Friends, in this chapter, we are going to discuss certain aspects which are exclusively not covered anywhere in the chapter, any of the chapter which are covered so far. It doesn't mean that it has got a less importance. But as far as the content of your syllabus is concerned, it will be my attempt to make you aware that in addition to what has been discussed in the previous chapters, there are certain other activities also which are required to bring it to your notice for better understanding as far as the role of the branch manager is concerned. This may consist of miscellaneous items such as audit, inspection, MIS requirement, and so many other things which are normally not concentrated or particularly highlighted anywhere in the chapter, but it is forming your day-to-day activity as far as the branch manager is concerned of the respective branch. So let us discuss. I have given the more emphasis on the audit and certain other miscellaneous information under MIS. Because nowadays what is happening, everything is mostly, or almost all the banks, they have centralized their activities. Then MIS is getting more and more focused and the information to the top management or any other authority is required to be given from time to time at the desired interval. So under such situation, we cannot sidetrack these areas. There, whatever we have discussed in the chapter may not be relevant to you particularly as a branch manager, because your area of functioning or the location of the branch or activities which are specifically assigned to you may be different than what is mentioned in the topic. But this is an overall picture. As a branch manager, you must know. Little bit knowledge is always helpful for any eventuality, even if it happens, though it is not covering in the your area of operation. So let us discuss about some of the remaining activities as for the retail branch, more particularly, because in corporate branch normally it is controlled by some different segment of activities. We are not discussing that part, but as a branch manager, for the branch banking per se, what are the other miscellaneous items that you must know that we will discuss. The objective, as I said, is to understand the audit and inspection, issues related to the branch performance, MIS and other reporting activities, and sometimes HRD matters, that is human resource development. First, we will concentrate a little bit about the audit and inspection of the branches. Just simply to know, not going deep into all aspects, but to know what are the types of audits normally happens in the banking. Then you can think about what type of your branch is. So the different type of audits that are happening in the branch is self-audit. What is covered under the self-audit? Self means your own audit, self-audit. Punctuality, whether all the staffs are coming on the time or going on time. Then key registers and the key custody, it is maintained properly or not. Branch premises and the strong room. Security stationery, customer accounts, vouchers, cash, maybe domestic cash, that is rupees and any foreign currency, then ATM cash, then system generated reports, checks return. So this area is not covered anywhere in any chapter, but it is required to be maintained because this is an administrative activity as far as the branch manager is concerned. Audit and inspection of the branches are undertaken both by internal auditor as well as the external agencies like Reserve Bank of India or statutory auditors appointed by the bank and the Office of the Accounts or Accounts General, among other things. The internal inspection and the audit department is a part of the control functions of each bank. And they have the team, depending upon the volume of the transactions, placed at the different locations. The purpose of such inspection, audit and inspection, is normally to find out whether the branches are implementing the policies and the guidelines of the banks. If they have come across any difficulties or experienced by the branches in implementing them, that is policies and the procedures, and to suggest the improvement in the systems and procedures. Normally, I said normally, the branch bank's branches are subject to following type of audits during the financial year. Statutory audit under section 2 to 6 is a mandatory, and this audit takes place soon after the completion of annual closing of the branches, that is somewhere in the month of May or June, because normally for the banks, March 31st is a financial closure year. Thereafter, to make available certain documents and reporting requirements, 1 or 2 months may go, so statutory audit may start somewhere in the month of April or May. Audit and inspection by the Reserve Bank of India under the provision of Section 35 of the Banking Regulation Act. Selectively, Reserve Bank or regulator may identify certain branches which are high volume branches, and they start conducting the audit immediately after the balance sheet of the bank is concluded. Audit and inspection of the government business, that is payment of pension, collection of sales tax, income tax, excise duty at branches by the Auditor General Office in the respective states, they are also conducting that. This type of audit is assigned. Activities are assigned to only specified designated branches. So this type of audit happens at designated branches only. Not all the branches are covered. Annual extensive audit and inspection of the branches undertaken by the banks in internal inspection and audit departments. Every bank has its own audit department. Depending upon the strength or the amount of irregularities normally they are observing in conduct of the day-to-day business, they may appoint the concurrent auditors also. Concurrent auditors are acting at the instruction of the audit department of the bank. The report submitted and findings which they have observed that needs to be concluded within the given specified times, and at the end of certain months, it has to be reported to the board of the bank, so that there will be a proper control on the day-to-day functioning of the banks. Many times, revenue audit is undertaken. If the bank suspects that particular branch is not functioning according to whatever the charges, whatever the interest stipulated by the banks, and the norms are not normally followed, in that case, any revenue leakage or any excess coverage collections made from the customers, that needs to be inspected and it should be regularized. So that kind of audit is also preferably undertaken by the chartered accountant, which are identified by the audit department of the bank. SNAP audit undertakes the inspection and audit department of the bank. SNAP audit. All of a sudden they are coming to this respective branch and they are inspecting the books. Vigilance audit is undertaken by the vigilance officers of the bank under the guidelines of the Chief Vigilance Commissioner. Statutory audit of the branches. This is again the main purpose of this again for this audit is to find out that the digital records are properly maintained in terms of the systems and procedures of the bank, and it is truly reflecting the health and the strength of the bank or branch. To determine that, the statutory audit is required. Inspection's aim is to promote and maintain the safe and sound banking operating practices. An audit is the objective of finding out the honest and accurate record keeping at the branches. These are the functions. What are the functions of audit by Reserve Bank of India? They are the regulators. So they may view or take the audit in different forms. The purpose of the inspection is to find out that the observance of the rules and the procedures by the branches in the backdrop of the objective of the nationalization, making available all the services to the general public or not, whether the schemes of financing and the weaker section of the society and other poverty alleviation programs are properly implemented, course of conduct practiced, and among other things observed under this inspection of the Reserve Bank of India. Internal Audit and Inspection Department, as I explained, they have various role and they are the final authority to talk to the regulators also. It is a fact that the objective of reporting by the internal auditors helps the bank or the bank's management to take the corrective measures wherever necessary. Such supportive functions from the top increases the motivation of the branch managers and officers working in the branch. Rating normally is provided to the branches when the internal audit inspect the functioning of the branch, respective branches, when they report to the top management. In that case, any serious finding or no finding or mix of it, basis on that, the rating is given to the respective banks, and those who are serious, the regular audit is getting implemented for those branches. Inspection reports are in a way appraise the reports of the branches. A satisfactory rating increases the confidence of the branch as well as the branch managers, whereas unsatisfactory rating gives them an opportunity to work more systematically. Once the audit is over or during the audit, any observations made by the auditors that needs to be rectified as far as possible then and there only. But many times it never happens. Some observations are remaining outstanding. Under such situation, subsequent follow-up after audit is very much essential. Giving the deadline for rectification, identification, and also for the purpose of avoiding this kind of mistakes in future, the instructions are provided to the branches. Normally, now all the banks have fixed a time schedule for reply of audit reports and attending to the irregularities observed by the auditors. This time schedule varies according to the size of the branch. Usually, when the reply of the audit reports are prepared, most of the irregularities observed are rectified by the branches, but some remains. These being attended to even after the reply is sent. Every year, audit report is required to be closed after obtaining the certificate from the branch that irregularities have been corrected. Vigilance inspection. This is sometimes conducted many times whenever there are serious irregularities. branches of the particular size and the variety of the business mix are subject to the vigilance audit once in every 2 years. The purpose of this audit is to find out whether the rules and procedures followed by the branch are adequate and are prone to fraud or other risk. Decision taken by the branch management in terms of the approval both in loans and the staff matters are in conformity with the bank's rule and norms or not. Follow-up of inter-branch and inter-bank reconciliation. Follow-up of entries in the suspense debit and suspense credit. Nature of temporary overdraft provided. And the business permitted by the branch, among the other things, need to be inspected by the vigilance inspectors. When I was talking about the branch audit, that is our audit department, respective bank's audit department, concurrent audit plays a very significant role in rectifying and identifying the irregularities in the day-to-day operations. In the banks, at the branches of the relatively bigger size and the volume of business mix, a systematic concurrent audit exercise is undertaken whereby a team of auditors is permanently posted at that branch. The audit team undertakes the work of audit of the branch activities almost simultaneously. That means at the most maximum, today's transactions are getting it verified and audited by tomorrow. This helps the rectification of the documentation irregularities, which on many occasions are difficult, if not impossible, to rectify afterwards. The concurrent audit is also done in almost all the departments of the branch. This system has proved to be an effective in case of exceptionally large branches where the volume of business puts at a discount and attending of the audit reports. So it is very important part of the audit, particularly concurrent audit. Then risk-based proper audit, risk-based audit, that is also internal one. Banks are now exposed to various forms of the business risk and control risk, including the organizational and managerial risk. Consequently, the internal audit, which is a part of the internal control process, has to be taken place upon itself the responsibility of assessing the systems and procedures and identification, measurement, monitoring and the control of the risk. There is therefore an urgent need to reorient the transaction-based internal audit to risk-based internal audit. That is why the risk-based internal audit is undertaken by most of the banks. How the risk profiling happens? Risk profiling includes evaluation of inherent business risk, inherent business risk of each activity of the branch, and assessing the effective controls and the systems which are implemented for monitoring the business risk. This relates to the various activities undertaken by the bank, such as the credit risk, operational risk, liability risk, and earning risk. Whether the controls are in place to mitigate the risk of each kind, maybe it is a credit risk, operational risk, it may be liability risk or earning risk. Anything happening in this risk must be mitigated one. What happened in the control risk? Control risk arises out of the inadequate control system, not foolproof control system are in place, then in that case, the control risk plays a very important role. In the absence of the control system due to failure of existing control system, control risk is normally comprising of internal control risk, management risk, and the compliance risk. Very important risk, and all these risks need to be rectified. That means risks must be mitigated. A risk profile consisting of the status report on different assessment areas of the business, you know, business risk, and assessment of areas under the control risk. Which are those assessment areas when we are talking about the assessment areas? For example, credit risk. What happens in the credit risk? It consists of composition of the growth trend of the loan advances, credit concentration, which area or which activities are more particularly is getting more importance, non-fund based limits which are sanctioned by the banks, adequacy of the provision, that is the security availability, whether it is maintained properly or not. So the assessment is done on the basis of these points. As far as liabilities are concerned, what are the documents or areas they are concerning? They are concerning with ratio of low cost deposits, then ratio of the bulk and institutional deposits, ratio of time deposits, trends in deposit structure, composition, its growth, its stability, how long it is maintained by the bank, planning for resource mobilization. These are the areas which are covered under liability when their assessment is done as far as risk is concerned or as far as audit is concerned. When we talk about the operational risk, which are the areas looked into? Personal risk, transactions, and customer service are covered under the operational risk. Earning risk is also one kind of risk. It is assessed on the basis of profit planning as well as cost of funds. Similarly, control risk, how the overall control is. Control risk is also observed under the risk management. It consists of housekeeping, how the records are maintained, how the registers are maintained, how the systems are maintained. Management information system, that is called MIS. How the higher authorities are being informed on a regular basis. What are the documents are flowing from the branch to the higher authorities. Then internal control, credit specific. How the loans are sanctioned. How the margins are taken. How adequate security is obtained. Is there any shortfall or gap or is there any leeway? All these things will be considered under the credit specific risk and the management. So all this is concerned under the control risk. Now there are certain issues as far as performance of the branch is concerned. Normally what happens overall, it is the area, the performance of the branch, overall performance is measured by way of what is the deposit, what is the advances. But there are other areas also that needs to be taken into consideration about the performance of the branch. These things, deposit or advances, may come as a fluke also. There is a separate marketing team who brings in the business, but as far as the centralization of the business is concerned, the branch has to take act proactively to put before the management a better performance than they did at periodic interval. The review system helps in comparison with actual versus planned performance. Budget exercise, what we were discussing about. That time also, planning and budgeting. When we talk about the budgeting, budget has to be achieved. It should not be only on paper based or only remain on the paper. So those areas are tracked under the performance. It helps in initiation of the steps to correct any insignificant or insignificant deviation from the plan. Review the performance at the periodic interval, which helps the branch managers to know where they stand. How much to go further in achieving the budgeted goals? Whether they have deviated or how and what measures are required to be taken to check the deviation and revert back to achieving the planned performance. Without the periodic review, they will be in the dark regarding the performance of the branch with respect to various parameters which are assigned to the bank.